Hey there, awesome humans. Asher Blake here, your resident productivity pro, coming at you live from the land of getting stuff done. Let's be real, downtime is a precious commodity these days, right? We're constantly bombarded with information, deadlines, and notifications that leave us feeling like we're running on empty. Ever feel like you just want to collapse into a pile of comfy blankets and binge-watch your favorite show? You know that feeling when the weekend rolls around, and all you can think about is catching up on sleep? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Downtime doesn't have to be a passive free-for-all. We can actually use those moments of respite to recharge, refocus, and even boost our productivity. So, buckle up because today, we're diving deep into the art of using your downtime wisely. Turning those precious minutes into power moves for your mind and your goals. First things first. Ditch the guilt trip. You deserve breaks. It's not about being constantly on. It's about finding a rhythm that works for you. Think of downtime as an investment, not a waste of time. Now, let's talk actionable tips. Because let's be honest, hearing is one thing, doing is another. Number 1. Embrace the power of micro breaks. Don't wait until you're burned out to step away from your desk. Take short, intentional breaks throughout the day, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, to stretch, walk around, or simply clear your head. You'd be surprised how much a quick change of scenery can do for your focus. Number 2. Cultivate mindfulness. Seriously, this one is life-changing. It's about being present in the moment, whether you're sipping your coffee, taking a walk, or just breathing deeply. Mindfulness helps reduce stress, improve concentration, and even boost creativity. You can find tons of free guided meditations online. It's like a mini vacation for your brain. Number 3. Fuel your passions. Downtime is the perfect opportunity to engage in activities that bring you joy and ignite your soul. Read that book you've been meaning to start, learn a new skill, or reconnect with old friends. Remember, hobbies aren't just for fun. They contribute to your overall well-being and can even spark unexpected creative solutions. Number 4. Disconnect to recharge. This is a big one. We live in a hyper-connected world, and it's easy to feel constantly bombarded by information and demands. Schedule time to unplug from technology. Put your phone on do not disturb mode, step away from the computer screen, and give yourself permission to simply be present. Trust me, your brain will thank you for it. Number 5. Plan ahead. You know how they say failing to plan is planning to fail? Well, this applies to downtime too. Take a few minutes at the beginning of the week, or even just before bed, to map out how you want to use your free time. This helps prevent aimless scrolling and ensures you're making the most of those precious moments. Okay, real talk, picture this. You've had a long day at work, deadlines are looming, and you feel like your brain is fried. Your phone buzzes with notifications, tempting you to dive back into the digital vortex. But then you remember what we just talked about. You take a deep breath, step away from the screen, and grab your favorite book. You curl up in a cozy corner, lose yourself in another world, and feel the tension melt away. See? Downtime can be a superpower. It helps you recharge, reconnect, and return to your tasks feeling refreshed and ready to crush it. So, remember, downtime isn't about being lazy, it's about being intentional. Use those moments to fuel your passions, cultivate mindfulness, and prepare for even greater productivity. Think of it as a strategic investment in yourself. You deserve it. As always, keep slaying it. And remember, I'm cheering you on every step of the way. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little boost of motivation and leave a review if you found it helpful. See you bright and early tomorrow for another dose of productivity power.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.